This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
This week is Sunshine Week, which began 11 years ago as a way to draw attention to the need for open government. Do either of you feel this has had much impact?
I don't know how much impact it's had. I think it's a nice sentiment. I think it's an important thing to sort of do, because we do need to bring attention to the need for transparency in government. As far as whether it's had any impact, I can't speak to that. I mean, we see all kinds of assaults on transparency laws, or just people ignoring transparency happening all the time. So it does make me wonder how effective it is. But I do think it's important to draw attention to the issue. And so, yeah, I think it's an important event.
Yeah, and as teachers, it's a good time to bring up transparency laws as well. And I usually do that with my students.
You know, I would say that, in addition to that, there are plenty of examples where, you know, these kinds of laws are under assault. I mean, you can even argue the recent publicity about Hillary Clinton having a secret, email account, private email account, is a prime example of why we need these kinds of laws and why you need to tell your students too.
Right. And I've seen a lot of people talking about that story about Hillary Clinton having her own email account and why she says she did it. There were a lot of people who didn't understand why it was so important to have access to those emails. And I think this is a story that people need to understand why the journalists out there are, you know, so up in arms about it. It's because we need to be able to hold our politicians and our government officials accountable when they're doing business for us. And when she withheld those emails initially, we weren't able to get to them. And we still will never really know if we have all of those emails, because it's up to her to divulge those.
Sort of an updated version of Richard Nixon used to record all the conversations going on in his office.
Right.
When they were investigating Watergate, there was one tape that magically had an 18-minute gap in it. And it's that same sort of thing,
sure.
Just an updated version of it.
No, that's very true. And I do think that this is probably more important today than ever. As political organizations become more and more sophisticated, obviously they find better and better ways to not be transparent. And we probably never had as much, at least transparency under assault as much as it is today, because there are so many people who just don't want the public to know what's going on. And so that gets to your point. I mean, it really is one. It is probably the primary role that the media can play, is to try to shed light.
Yeah, well, and you talk transparency, even something like the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. It was recently reported by some news organizations in the Sunshine State that this Environmental Protection Department, the workers there were told not to use terms such as climate change, global warming, or sustainability. And It's almost Orwellian. They're engaging in doublespeak to avoid things at hand. They're being told not to discuss anything that's not a true fact. Apparently, the consensus of 99% of scientists that there is climate change, apparently that does not make it a true fact in the eyes of the state of Florida.
Of course, what other kind of facts are there? That's one of those redundancies. I mean, a fact is
right
by its very nature.
Yeah.
So the fact that the governor's office in Florida said that it had to be a true fact kind of says something about their command of the English language.
Found that really disturbing, that the people who were employed there were afraid to even be associated with someone from outside of the office that would even say those words within their reports.
And reading the stories and listening to them on television and on radio that came out immediately after this broke, it becomes really clear that it's the vendors too. I mean, you hire all these scientists to do these independent reports, and then they're told essentially doctor results and not use these words. And, I don't care what you call it. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I believe I read that article, and I believe that they said that they had no policy like that in place,
right.
But plenty of employees, former employees, so that indeed was verbally conveyed to everyone there.
Right.
And that gets to the whole idea of the sunshine again. I mean, they're not leaving a paper trail, so to speak. They're just giving this order. And it's not in writing anywhere, but it's understood. If you want to work there, you want to hold on to your job, you better follow this directive.
Sure. And, and again, that gets to your point that maybe, I don't know, people are just trying to find any way they can to hide what they're doing. By not putting it in writing, that's one way of doing it. By having a personal email system, that's another way of doing it. And that shows the real need for these transparency sunshine laws.
And it shows the need for journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which sort of gets back to our topic from last week about the decline in the number of journalists and the growing ratio between the number of spin doctors and the number of journalists. And perhaps the need for events such as Sunshine Week to draw attention to some of these sorts of issues regarding government transparency. All right, with that, we have a run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.